Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
You're listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Yeah, that's right.
Everyone, and thank you for enjoying my mom's show, God's Gift Through His Word. I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys stay tuning in to my mom's show.
You are here, working in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Wake Up and Worship Wednesday! So, good morning. I'm so glad that you are here today. So, I'm just going to be, of course, we do what we always do over here. It's a great day to be alive and a great day to just share and just be happy today. And if you find peace in your life, that's amazing. Hold on to that and thank God for it. So, today I just wanted to share a little bit about peace. And C.S. Lewis said, God cannot give us peace apart from Himself because there is no such thing. And how true that is. So, before I get started, let's go ahead and pray, and then we will jump into a very quick and brief message on today. And it is so good when you have people in the Word and in the body of Christ, brothers and sisters, that can help you to rightly divide the word so you know how to interpret certain things in your real life that the Bible speaks and it's great. So I just wanted to encourage you, if you find yourself a little bit perplexed in certain areas, just know that there is someone that you can call on. You could call the Lord Jesus Christ, and of course, you know that He will provide people to help you get a better understanding, because we lean not to our own understanding, but we lean on our trust in the Lord, that He will give us the right interpretation so that we can have the right application in our lives about what the Bible says and the biblical principles that are there. So let us go ahead and pray, and then we'll just jump right into a quick brief message for you guys today. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank You for just an amazing new day, Lord, a fresh start, fresh new beginnings. And Lord, I just thank You that Your word is true. It's a living, breathing word. And Lord, I thank You that You have left it for us so that it can not only guide us, but help us, lead us in the right way as we should go. So Lord, help us where we are stuck, where we don't understand. Help us to get clarity. Help us to really, Lord, sit and chew on Your word and discover what You say in Your word and how Your truths are in our lives, Lord God, and Your promises that You have given to us. So Lord, I pray on today for those that are going through sickness and illness right now, Lord God, that You touch them in a mighty way, Lord God, and help them, Lord God, provide them with Your healing touch, Lord God. And Lord, I pray for those who are in financial woes and just having financial hardships and difficulties right now, Lord. I just pray, Lord God, that You would alleviate that the way that only You can, Lord God, intervene in only the way that You can. Lord, I pray for my children on today, Lord God, that You would bless them and keep them, Lord God. And I thank You for their health. I thank You for each and every one of my children. I thank You for the miracle that You performed in my life, Lord God, and that You're always performing all the time. Lord God, I just pray that You would just lead me and guide me and direct me as onto the way that I should go. And Lord, I pray that others would pray that for themselves, Lord God, that You would help them and lead them and direct them and orchestrate their feet, Lord God, their feet as to where they should go and their words and people, Lord God, that they need to interact with. So Lord God, I thank You for everything that You're doing, everything that You have done. Lord, You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And Lord, I just thank You for Your grace, Lord God, Your grace, which is sufficient for us in every season and every circumstance, in every situation that we find ourselves in, whether it is good, whether it is bad, or whether it is indifferent. Lord God, You have provided and made a way in all situations. Lord God, You work everything out. Lord, help us to repent of things that are not of You, Lord God. And Lord, I repent of wicked talk, Lord God. I repent of things that are not in Your realm, Lord God. And I ask You, Lord, to take things out of me that are not of You. Lord, help me to forgive and leave things up to You, Lord God. Leave things in Your hand, Lord God, and pray about and leave things right where they belong, is to You. So Lord, I am thankful for each and every one of my friends. Lord, I pray a blessing over them and protection over them and provision for them, Lord God, and just touch them and lead them as to where You want their lives to go and where they should bloom, where they are planted, Lord God, and to flourish. Lord God, help us to not only to survive through this life, Lord God, but to thrive and be a blessing to others. In the name of Your precious Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Alrighty. So today I was a little perplexed, and sometimes you guys know that I might do a heart share here and there, but I was perplexed because I always get these times where I figure I know something, but then I second guess myself. And at times we can do this, and raise your hand to the sky if you do it at times. I can't see you, but if you do, just know that you acknowledge it to yourself. Like, that's me, Tanika. I do that same thing. Well, I just wanted to share that when you have those kind of things that happen, it's always good to get a different perspective and someone that you can, you know, ask a question or some questions when it comes to biblical things. And I'm glad I have a good friend, Pastor Jay, who helps me to unfold and go through certain things. Sometimes I get a good Bible study He is amazing. So if you guys don't check out Waka Truth Radio Network, please check him out. He has amazing, amazing Bible study. He is a great, great teacher, and he makes it very real to you. So I had my Bible study today, and it was a blessing. So Ephesians 4:32 says this: "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." You know, when we forgive people and we say we have forgiven, that's the end of the story. There's no need to rehash things, bring up old stories, and keep reliving it out. When we forgive because the Lord Jesus Christ died for us that we could be able to forgive, and he took our sins and everything, so that when we forgive people, we can just leave it right where it is and let the Lord do what he needs to do in our lives when it comes to certain things. So when there's something that you think, or maybe other people in your life may think, whether it's friends or family, may think you need to go and resolve an issue, sometimes you don't need to do that. Sometimes you just need to settle in what the Lord has told you. And what the word tells us is in Philippians 4:6-7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Now that is a blessing. If you don't understand, that's a blessing that God gives you peace. There is a peace. And right now I am experiencing that peace. It is a feeling that there is nothing that is disturbing me. There is nothing that is having me on edge. There's nothing where I have to worry about eggshells. There's nothing. And it really, you all, it feels amazing. It is always good to have God's peace. When he sends his peace, you can forgive and let it go. You can give it to the Lord, and he can take care of your situation, no matter what it is. If you are in the outs with your friend and you don't know if it's supposed to be like that, make your prayer and your petition made known to the Lord. Give it to him, and in due time and in due season, in his way, the Lord will make things happen. It's always about God's perfect timing, God's will for our life. As we live out our life, God does things. And remember, there is always somebody that is going to have to step up. There are things that we all engage in, whether our bad behavior to each other or whatever it is. It is two-party people usually. And if one person doesn't believe that they're wrong and the other person doesn't believe that they're right, somewhere in the middle, someone has to meet. But when there is a case of a person has done wrong and they need to come and make amends, there has to be someone to do the work. And it's not always on the person who was done wrong that it's their job to go and make things right. Sometimes you have to just leave things in the Lord's hand, which is the right thing to do. We don't always have to go and try to take all the burdens on ourselves, because the Lord Jesus Christ did that. He took our burdens. So why would we want to burden ourselves with wanting to live up to certain standards that we're not called to do? There are certain things that have been put on us that cause us stressors because they're old things. There are things that are not given for us. There are things in a time that was not present for us that we take upon ourselves, and that's not necessary. So I find peace, and I find peace with the Lord. And even in bad situations and circumstances, I thank God that he helps me make the right decision and the right choice in the right moment, and God works that thing out. So I just keep thinking about just having that peace. When you forgive someone, you let it go and you can have peace. There's nothing in you where you're not angry. And now people may cause you to want to try and bring up those feelings of anger and rage, but if that's not there, it's not there. Now people can want to try and stir things up, but don't let that happen. Don't let a person stir up or people stir things up in you when you know it's not there. Because people can work your nerves, okay? We live in a place where people are all over and sometimes they can rub you the wrong way, but don't allow your peace and your joy to be stolen. Don't allow that. Just continue to go on about what you need to do and just focus your attentions on what the Lord would have for you to do. So remember in verse 7 in Philippians, it says, and the peace, just listen to that, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That to me is something that influences me on a daily. I enjoy having peace. I enjoy having the joy I have in the Lord Jesus Christ because He's done so much for me. He's done so much. So when you know you can have joy, you can look back over your life and you can look in your present situation and you're like, you know what? I have peace. And God is so gracious and merciful. So don't allow anybody to steal that from you by putting burdens on you that are not necessary. And of course, we know that we can have all that we need in God, in Christ Jesus, because He gives us such scriptural and biblical gifts. And peace is such a great gift, not bigger than anything else that I can say in my life currently right now besides salvation, which is an amazing, huge gift. But when I get that gift of peace, I don't know what I'm telling you guys, but I love it. I love it. When you just have that sense of calm in your life, there's no drama. Yes, the world is a messy place. The world can have its own messiness. Of course, we live in a world filled with all kinds of hardships. That's life. Life has its ebbs and its flows. That's going to happen. Something is going to happen, whether good or bad. This life goes up and down. It just does. But you don't have to sit there worrying over the next bad thing that's going to happen. Expect that the Lord is going to do amazing things in your life. And one of the gifts, I tell you, is peace. And I love it right now. I've been enjoying it. And I love it. So Romans 2:4 says, or do you show contempt for the riches of His kindness, tolerance, and patience, and not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance? God's kindness leads us towards repentance because He's been so gracious. He's been so merciful. He has done so much for you, and you need to repent. We need to repent. I need to repent because His kindness leads me towards repentance. Shouldn't we know that we need to do that? We can do that. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us to do what He has called us to do. So if you right now, if you're going through a time right now and you are having peace, enjoy that peace. Revel in it. Have just enjoyment and amazement in it. Keep your spirit high and enjoy the grace that God has given to you, because God is gracious and merciful. And we know that God gives you amazing gifts. He gives all of us amazing gifts. So don't let people hold you to certain standards that are not for you. Don't allow that. And just remember that God loves you. And He loves you so much that He did what? He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him would have what? Would have everlasting life. The gift of salvation. So focus on that today. Remember, it is Christ crucified and Christ on the cross that did a work, and His blood has given and was shed for our sins, and He gave us His blood for the remission of sin. So remember to follow that, not just for your own life, but for other people's life, your other brothers and sisters in Christ, and for those who would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a gift that, oh my gosh, we don't always understand the gravity and the magnitude of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. Logically, we may get it, but we still may not have a grasping and an understanding. At times, I look and I think, and I can hardly wrap my head around everything. I get what he has done, but then I think about the gravity nature that he sacrificed his life for us. The wages of sin is death, and the Lord Jesus Christ, he paid the ultimate price. And when you go and you look in your life and you see that he's giving you some more gifts, you got to be thankful and grateful and just in awe of who he is. That is our Lord and Savior. He is our high priest, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf all the time. He's not taking a smoke break. He's not taking a little miniature golfing break. He is right there all the time, interceding on our behalf. And I am so grateful and humbled that the Lord does this so that I can give back just a smidge of what he's given to me. And my job to share his word. So if you find yourself wanting to know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, I definitely want to share more about who he is, because the Lord Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. And every knee is going to bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. That is what's going to happen. So I just wanted to share with you guys on today, because it was on my heart and I was perplexed for a minute and puzzled, because, you know, in our lives we go through certain things and certain conversations and situations come up and they can make you wonder, well, am I doing wrong? Am I saying wrong? Am I being wrong? Are my thoughts away off, afar off in a distance where they're not right? That's not always 100% true. But when we lean not on our own understanding, we know that the Bible is going to straighten us out and the Word is going to take things out of us that are not there. And then that the Lord puts certain people in your life. And it is such a blessing when he puts certain people in your life to unfold and unpack and help you to rightly divide the Word, that you can get a great application into your life and a better interpretation. At times, as we have sat under wrong teaching, it gets more apparent to me, because this is my story. It's been more apparent to me that I have to relearn certain things, and I'm okay with that. And when you find that something is not correct, be okay with being ready to unlearn something that you've learned and just say, that's not correct. So now is the time to make that correction, to make that distinction, to figure out, this wasn't right. Be amazed at how the Lord sends people, because you are blessed with people at a certain time. And it is just, I'm just in awe, you guys. So I know this is one of those particular messages of like, what is she talking about? But I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, everyone. I'm talking about Christ crucified. I'm talking about our Heavenly Father doing a work and sending down the Lord Jesus for us to give us that gift of salvation. It's a free gift if you would only want to receive it and want to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he can be with you now. The Holy Spirit can reside in you now if you want the Lord Jesus Christ to live in you. And it can happen. I'm so excited on today, you guys. I don't know what to do with myself, but I have joy. I have joy unspeakable. I thank God for everything he's doing in my life. I thank him for everything. I am so grateful. And I'm just grateful. And I hope that on today, wherever you find yourself at, and I know we find ourselves in this unique time right now, but everything in its time, in its season, will come to pass when the Lord wants it to. So when you're going through your challenges and your obstacles and your difficulties and you're like, Lord, I don't think I can make it through, know that that's just a moment. That's just a season of you're going through. But when you're done going through, God's got victory for you right around the corner. He's got victory for you. Whatever that is, if it is joy, if it's some peace, if it's having a more compassionate heart, providing some kindness, having some patience, learning how to be a little bit more humble, all those gifts, spiritual characteristics you can have and you can show. So I just hope on today that as you go about your day, as you go on your way, that you remember that the Lord loves you and there is nothing that can separate you from the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing that can separate us. So keep that in mind. And I want to remind you again about what Philippians said, just as a recap for Philippians 4:6. And it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Rejoice, you all. Rejoice for the peace. Rejoice for being able to bring to the Lord petitions. Take everything to God in prayer. Every single thing. You take everything to God in prayer. You don't just take one thing. Everything, your entire life, everything to God in prayer. Pray about every single thing, every decision, every action, every deed, every relationship, everything to the Lord in prayer. So this seems like a great place to stop, because I have just been filled today. And I am so glad for the peace that I am experiencing currently in my life. And I just love it. So right now, I'm going to close out with a prayer. And I'm hoping that you guys are going to have an amazing day, despite what's going on in this world right now. You have joy. Don't let your joy be stolen. And don't let your peace, if you have peace right now, don't let your peace be disturbed by all kinds of burdens that we are not to be bearing. So let's go ahead and pray out today. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the peace that you give, that only you can give. Lord God, you are just an amazing Father, Lord. And I come to you today thanking you for all those who have listened today. Lord God, I thank you that, Lord, you have sent your Son, and that our hearts and minds would be of about Christ Jesus, and that we would focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you that we have a high priest that sits high, Lord God, and intercedes on our behalf. Lord, thank you for the gifts that you give, the spiritual gifts, Lord God. They are gifts that we can hold in our hearts, in our minds. Lord God, thank you for the joy. And Lord, I'm just coming to you with every single thing, Lord God, in my life and all my relationships. Lord, I put them towards you. And Lord, I pray for those who are listening on today. Lord, wherever they find themselves at in this moment, whatever it is, Lord, help them to make their prayer and their petitions be made known to you, Lord, and lay it at you, Lord God. Lay it at the throne of grace, Lord. I thank you for all those who have sat and taught. And Lord God, I thank you for the teachers of your word, Lord God. I thank you for Pastor Jay of Walk of Truth Radio Network and Walk of Truth Christian Fellowship Church. Lord, I pray for him, Lord God, that you just keep helping him to touch and reach more people. Lord, I thank you for all those sisters and brothers in Christ, Lord God, that you help them to continue on, even when they find that they might be a little bit discouraged. Help them, Lord, to find encouragement to keep pushing on, pressing on. And Lord, I thank you for the new opportunities that have come. Lord God, I thank you for
all the blessings that you've bestowed upon me. Thank you for the new doors, Lord. In the name of your son Jesus, I pray, and I count these things done. Amen. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for coming over today. I appreciate you. I hope you're going to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God lays on your heart. Have an amazing day and happy, happy Wednesday, everyone.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk of Truth Radio Network coming over to say hello to my friend and my fellow podcaster and the greatest motivator in the entire world. Everybody talks about my motivation, but I tell you what, if you really want to get motivated and inspired, come over to God's Gift Through His Word and listen to my sister in Christ, Tanika Drake. Yes, this is Pastor Jay saying, if you want to be encouraged, blessed, and be at peace, come over to God's Gift Through His Word, Tanika Drake, the greatest podcaster and motivator of all times. This is Pastor Jay. Love you, Tanika. Peace.
Hey, GB. You gonna help me say thank you to Tanika for her lovely call-in? Greenbird? GB? Hey? Ah, there we go. Thank you, Tanika. That was very kind of you. I appreciate you listening to my stuff. I went and checked out yours as well. And it's cool. I'll have a bit more of a listen later on. So thank you for the feedback and for actually listening. Yeah. GP says, you rock.
Tanika, thank you so much for the well wishes. And yeah, 5 years, I can't believe it. It went by really fast. The first couple years were not easy, but now I look at it as sobriety is like rent, is, you know, and I have to pay rent every day because sobriety is never owned, it's rented. And thank you, my friend. Thank you, though, for stopping over and leaving me the kind words, and I appreciate it. And I hope you're doing well, and I will talk to you again real soon, my friend. Thanks again. Peace to you.
Oh, cut it out, Miss Drake, man. This ain't Capone, man. You already know how we do, man. You know, I always got to stop in, man, because you always had a good word for me. You know what I'm saying? I need that good word to start my day off. You know what I'm saying? And I left the intro, man, because I meant that there, man. I come through and stop through every day. Every day you put something up, I'll be there. Because I need that good word every day, you know what I'm saying? So cut that out, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do, man. I seen you on YouTube singing and everything. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's right. I'm subscribed. That's right. I appreciate you subscribing as well. You know what I'm talking about? Now, let's keep it rolling, man. Let's just keep this snowball of good vibration rolling, man. You know what I'm talking about? It's Anchor Pong. I'm out.
You are listening to God's Gift Through His Word with your hostess, Tanika Drake. If you enjoy the show here, don't forget to go to the Apple Podcast platform and make sure to leave a review and a 5-star rating so that other listeners can find her. Reviews are the best way for people to know how great she is. You can also go to the CastBox app and leave a comment on her show. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Tanika.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed God's gift through His Word. Please don't forget to check me out on all the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podbean, ListenNotes.com, LoftyCast.com, Radio Public, of course, and Spotify. There are tons more podcast platforms. You can definitely check me out on any of those that you feel to do. And please do not forget to get social with me. You can find me on Facebook, IG, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Let me know how you found me. Let me know how we can get connected. And maybe you can also be a guest on the show. So I hope you're going to have an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing afternoon, whenever you tune into God's gift through His Word, from all the different countries and from all the different places where you tune in each and every day. I hope that you find this inspiring. I hope you find it motivating. And I hope it helps you just a little bit walk a little stronger in your faith with the Lord. Have an amazing day. Remember to always be blessed, motivated, and inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. Take care, and thank you for tuning in.